Chapter 3. Mr. Brown came running in from third. Ben's dad came down from first. When Ben looked up, Robbie was there too, looking as if he was in more pain than Ben at the moment. Somehow, Sam and Coop and Sean were already crouched down next to Ben, Mr. Brown having to ask them to give him room. Mr. Brown said, "Let's have a look." Ben rolled up his sleeve. It was then that he saw the imprint of the ball seams on the inside of his arm, like they'd been tattooed there. Ben's dad asked Ben if he could slowly flex his arm, see if he could make a fist and bring his arm up to his shoulder, like he was doing some kind of exercise. Ben did that.
"It hurts where I got hit," he said, "but not when I move it."
"Good," his dad said. "You probably don't want to hear this, but the only better place you could have picked is your butt."
Ben said,
"Dad, I think the place I would have picked is no place."
Mr. Brown asked him to clench and unclench his left fist, then give his wrist a shake. Ben did that too. Ben's dad gently put a thumb to Ben's arm between the seams.
"Nothing broken, not there," he said. "Would have been much worse if it got you on the elbow or wrist or hand."
Ben looked at Mr. Brown and then his dad and said, "I'm not coming out."
"Ice wouldn't be such a terrible idea," Mr. Brown said.
"What are you always saying when a guy catches one on TV?
Ben said to his dad. "Rub some dirt on it and walk it off."
"That's what you say to the TV, Jeff McBain said. "Not your son."
"I'm not gonna rub, period," Ben said.
He got up then. He heard the applause from the bleachers, gave a quick look over there to where his mom was standing with Lily. His arm still stung. A lot. But Ben raised it, giving them a quick wave, letting them know he was all right as he started walking up the first baseline. Robbie Burnett walked alongside him.
"Dude," he said, "I am so sorry. If there was some way to go back and unthrow that pitch, I would."
Ben put out his fist, right fist, so Robbie could bump it and said,
"Hey, I'm just glad that's all the fastball you've got."
Robbie walked back to the mat.